Stain on the Brain by Fred Alberti, read by Sean McAvoy. Psalm 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I watched Caleb as he sat there in deep concentration, just staring at the book. Finally, I asked him what he was doing. His response was one I had never heard before. He said, "I'm staining it into my brain." He was memorizing scripture verses for Awana Club. The thing is, he knew what he was doing. He knew that he was trying to burn the words into his memory so he could pass on to the next challenge. I like how today's verse applies to Caleb's staining power. The psalmist gives the reason why he is hiding God's word. What is it? So that he will not sin against God. The reason for Bible memorization is to help us abstain from sinning. Oftentimes, we resist Bible memorization. Instead, we choose to stain our brain with TV shows depicting adultery, murder, and obscenity. Then we get ourselves into a moral bind and wonder how we got into that place. We shouldn't wonder. We should realize that what we choose to watch in or memorize is what is going to stain into our brain. Oh, that sex scene isn't so bad. At least they muted the sounds. Why, yes, the whole point of the show was that the husband didn't get along with his wife and he had an affair. But at least he was able to get a divorce and the mom was able to keep the kids. Well, sure, there was a lot of swearing, but the story was great and the murder scenes were so realistic. Cinematography has really advanced these last few years. Folks, these are stains. They will stain your conscience and your heart and those of your family. What are you staining your brain with these days? Intersecting faith and life. Spend some time this week with your family, memorizing key scriptures about salvation, like Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Acts 16:31, and 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.